It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
We're back here on a Football Friday, Jeffrey Wright with Tim Murray. It's time. Let's get into the list. Garrett Wilson.
All right, Tim, so the highlight of last night, it is funny, even as a Giants fan, I don't feel the need to, like, blindly defend the Odell Beckham catch. I think what was amazing about this catch last night, so we get the Jumpman poster. It's pretty tough that Garrett Wilson's an Adidas guy, right? Like, yeah. That could have been the greatest marketing, like, the easiest marketing campaign of all time.
No, you're right. That catch was...
I mean, I still, man. Can you explain this to me? How does your shin hit before your knee? Like, and it did. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it did, but I don't know how.
I don't, like, his body is so twisted and, I don't know, man. Yeah, but yeah, you're right. Like, doesn't your knee always hit before your shin?
I know I saw it. I know it happened, but it also was like this reminder of.
By the way, my buddy Joe Fortenbaugh. For ESPN, I had a take today that said it's just a terrible throw, and Garrett Wilson bailed him out from Aaron Rodgers.
I mean, it was not a great throw, but it was kind of like a prayer. You know what I mean? Like, it's the ultimate make sure the pass doesn't get picked off. In the worst case scenario, they were kicking a field goal to tie it. But I mean, I don't have a problem with that take. I mean, that's why you get the big bucks, but.
God, it's such a, I mean, that catch is just so insane.
It also, to me, though, is like a reminder of, like, I have no idea what a catch is anymore. It's like, I thought his knee went down, like, in the white, but, like, your shin counts. Like, I get it. If you're anything below the knee, I guess, is down. That's down. But, like, that, to me, in real time, looked like less of a catch than George Pickens' catch on Monday night. And yet, George Pickens' catch is incomplete, and Garrett Wilson's is like, I'm glad that it was caught and it was complete because it was awesome. But at the same time, it's like, we really have no idea what a catch is.
I guess we've just never had the problem of
super slow mo
of shins coming down before knees either. You know,
are we really entertaining whether or not the Jets are going to be like a playoff team?
They're not a playoff team.
Like, that was the other thing that stood out to me about last night was...
I don't think the Texans... I think, to me, the bigger thing that I took away from last night, which I've been saying... Now, I'm like half right here because preseason, I said they wouldn't win the division. Now, they're going to win the division because the Jags and Titans are disasters and the Colts are... switching to a 40-year-old quarterback.
Guess who has a better point differential now?
Colts by two.
Yes, they do.
The Colts are, by the way, this is a fun little nugget for those looking for something to tell your friends. Best cover team in the NFL, the Indianapolis Colts. 7-1 against the spread this year.
I think the other thing is, what do we think is going to get in the AFC? How many wins? Because that 7 seed, it does feel like one of these 3-win teams is alive. I want to be clear. I don't think it's the Jets. They covered, whatever. Like, I was still unimpressed with the Jets.
So we do this all the time, and one of these 2-6 teams will probably get hot and have a chance for a playoff, and that includes the Jets. But these are the five teams I think we're all probably pretty comfortable saying are going to make the playoffs in the AFC. Bills, Steelers, Ravens, Texans, Chiefs. And do we throw the Broncos in there?
So the only question...
That defense is really good.
Bo just won Rookie of the Month.
I'll say big but here. They're 5-3. The Broncos are. Their next two games, at Baltimore, at Kansas City.
I can't believe I'm saying this. I believe in the Chargers more. And the Chargers have won the first game. And they won the game in Denver. So they're likely to have the tiebreaker.
What is Denver's odds to miss the playoffs? I feel like this is a good time. They're a 9-point underdog this weekend.
Yeah. I believe also the other record is...
Broncos are a favorite to miss the playoffs, so that makes sense.
I think the Saints are the first team in NFL history to be 2-6 this late in the season and favored by more than a touchdown. I will say, I do agree with Boomer. I'm not the biggest fan of on Veterans Day weekend when we go and we play in Germany. Like, I get it, cash is king. Sending the Giants and the Panthers to Germany that weekend, I'm okay with it, even as a Giants fan.
Enjoy.
Yeah. We're even now. Like, this is for two world wars. Enjoy this football. All right, let's get into the cards. All right, what do you got?
By the way, I just made a list during the break of the biggest upsets every weekend in college football this year.
All right, let's hear
double,
it.
Double-digit favorite every weekend has won. Georgia Tech was 10.5-point dog to Florida State week zero. Boston College, 16.5-point dog to Florida State week one.
1-1, keep going.
Northern Illinois, 28-point dog against Notre Dame.
Refused to play it.
Toledo, plus 10.5 over Mississippi State.
Had it.
Buffalo, plus 13 over Northern Illinois.
I think I had it because you told me to take it.
I had it, yep. Kentucky, plus 15 over Ole Miss.
Did not have that.
Vanderbilt, plus 23.5 over Bama.
Had it.
Vanderbilt, plus 12.5 over Kentucky. I was on the wrong side of that one.
I think everybody was on Kentucky. I think I took Vanderbilt just out of loyalty to Diego.
Old Dominion over Texas State plus 10.5 week 8, and then last week it was Kennesaw State plus 27 over Liberty. So we have had a double digit dog win outright every week.
What was
this week this year?
What was Jacksonville State this week?
I haven't looked at this week just because they weren't that big of an underdog.
I don't know why I thought they were like 10.5. No. I took it live. When I saw that like Liberty couldn't stop the run, I was like, all right, Rich Rod, this is how you do it.
They went off 2.5.
Okay. No, yeah. not even close.
Yeah. So just pointing out, there's always a big upset out there. It's just...
it's finding it.
Yeah, well, it's...
By the way, I think I have...
What's that line in Rudy where he's like, there's lots of girls, I just got to meet them. Could it be Louisville? Question mark?
I don't know. I struggled. I left it off the card.
I added it last night, which late night ads after you've been trick-or-treating and stuff like that, probably not the best thing to do.
Was that... Is your boy at the age where you can trick-or-treat with a cocktail? Like, you don't need your hands...
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It was flowing a little bit. So my card. All right. Let's run through it. Where is it? Here it is. South Carolina plus. I got 4. That was the first bet I made on Sunday. It's back to 3, 3.5. So we've seen a little bit of buyback here on Texas A&M. It's an obvious fade of Texas A&M, but I think as you dig in a little bit more on this particular game, I actually like the matchup a bit here for South Carolina. Like, facing Marcel Reed, who is going to be the starter, right? Like,
I almost wonder if... I think Elko is good enough to do this, because this is the other thing I've been wondering about with A&M. Have we really seen a national title contender truly juggle quarterbacks? Like, I know when Florida won the title... Tebow was their short yardage quarterback, but Chris Leak was their down-to-down quarterback.
Leak was the guy. And you win a national title, because I was going to say, shockingly, I bring up Notre Dame. Everett Golson and Tommy Rees kind of shared it, but then they got curb stomped by Bama.
I mean, you had Ohio State play quarterbacks.
Tua and Jalen weren't juggled. They just switched.
They turned
halftime.
They turned it. Yeah.
Yeah, and Ohio State had injuries, right? Braxton Miller got hurt. Then
was it Braxton? Then it was no. It was JT Barrett. Then Braxton.
Then it was Braxton. Then Cardell. It was Cardell. Yes. And really, Zeke Elliott was all that mattered on that team.
And the receivers. So, Thomas, who else did they have? They had that team was freaking loaded.
So I think, you know, this is the best defense A&M's faced since Notre Dame. You know, you look at some of the metrics that they've faced from a defensive standpoint, and this point was pointed out this week, so I'm stealing it, but it's like, what's this line if South Carolina gets a couple calls that go their way against LSU and they're 6-2, or are they 5? They're 4-3, right? So they're 5-2.
So they've lost to Ole Miss, they've lost to Alabama, and they've lost to LSU.
Right. The only one that was non-competitive was the Ole Miss loss.
Yes.
Ole Miss smoked them. Off a bye, where it's worth noting here, as A&M or South Carolina off a bye here. But I think this is a lower scoring game, and I'll take the points at home, Williams-Brice. I think it'll be a good atmosphere on Saturday night. So give me anything north of a field goal with the old Gamecocks.
So I'm on it with you. I'm terrified.
Oh, yeah.
Are we sure South Carolina has a good defense, or do they just have two unbelievable pass rushers?
I think they're a pretty good defense. I thought they did a good job against Jalen Milroe. They bottled up that run game pretty well. Are we sure that A&M has a good offense?
So the reason why I think they need to stick with Reed is when Reed is in there, it makes them be a power running team, and I think that's what they do best. The thing, though, is where South Carolina's vulnerable is I don't think their secondary is very good. Like, I don't know if just running it right at them is the way to do it, but I mean, I think at this
Are you trying to make the point that Connor Wegman would actually be better?
I really do think Elko's going to probably kind of do like situational quarterbacks. The clear problem with Wegman, though, is he clearly is a head case. And when it starts going south on him, he gets so rattled and it spirals.
Did you see him on the sideline?
Well, I mean, like, everyone's like, have you ever seen someone look that bad? I go, yeah, I watched the Notre Dame game. Same guy.
No, but I'm saying, like, his demeanor when he got pulled from the game, like, he didn't even fake it. Like, he didn't fake, like, yay, go team. It was like, I am furious right now. And I don't know if that's just, you know, and you can make the argument, oh, he's a competitor. Of course you want to be out there, but at the end of the day, it's your team and your teammate is thriving and you guys are coming back and beating LSU.
I care less about that attitude. I want to know what the rest of the teammates think. Because in the end, everyone
I feel like they at this point, I don't want to say you can't put him back in to start, but like you're losing that game and probably going away if Wegman stays in. I mean, the first half, look, I think so,
but you know who else freaked out in a bad way that game?
Garrett Nussmeier.
Ooh, boy.
Wasn't that partly because A&M started scoring touchdowns?
Yeah, but I mean, like, it was really before, like, it was the basically when A&M's defense realized they're never going to run the ball. Like, we're just going to tee off on him. You can tell that Nussmeier, and listen, every quarterback at some point in his life is guilty of this. He just starts predetermining where he's going with the ball, and A&M was just ready for it. And then with the pass rush. The thing that was shocking to me wasn't that A&M won. It was that LSU's offensive line, which I do think has two studs, like, they looked lost.
Now, is there a chance that Texas A&M's defensive front can go in there and just cause absolute chaos? Yep. And certainly there's a reason they're a favorite in this spot against South Carolina. But I think situationally and then coming off a bye, and I like their defense, I put all that together, And that's why I like South Carolina here in this spot. Couple other games that I've already thrown down. I'll leave the grossest play to the very end.
All right. I'm looking forward to that.
I did take Louisville. I already hate myself for that bet. Louisville, for those unaware, has not covered five consecutive games. Going back to the Notre Dame game, hell, they shouldn't have covered against Georgia Tech, but they did. Why do I know that? Because I was
Why do we know that?
Mm-hmm. Yes. They were a 6.5-point dog at Notre Dame, lost by 7. They were the following week a 7-point favorite against SMU, lost outright. Then they went to Virginia, 7-point favorite, won by 4. Then they were a 4-point dog at home to Miami, lost that game by 7. And then last week, in a brutal spot, they were a 7-point favorite at BC and won by 4. Are you getting them at their lowest and Clemson at their highest? I think there's an argument to be had there that you're kind of buying low, selling high here. And Jeff Brohm, historically, in spots as a big dog, has really thrived well. I think they have the offense to score on Clemson. And I do think, as we talked about earlier in the show, that Clemson, if you look at who they've beaten since the Georgia game, it really is pretty unimpressive, right? They've done it impressing. They've in impressive fashion, but the teams that they have beaten are not good. App State, NC State, Stanford, Florida State, Wake, Virginia. They all stink. Like, none of them are good. And Louisville, you look at the five teams that they've played recently, or just look at the best teams that they've played to, albeit they lost to them, but played Notre Dame, played SMU, played Miami. They've been tested. Now, they haven't really passed any of those tests, but I think they've been tested. Now, the thing that I think, if you are a believer in rest, well, Louisville's playing their seventh straight game, and Clemson's coming off a bye. And, oh, by the way, I believe Dabo has never lost coming off a bye. I believe he is 15-0 straight up coming off a bye. So
Louisville did at least have, like, Louisville played on Friday at least,
right? So there's a little bit of a rest. Yeah, but there's
not,
a little bit.
It's not a.
So that's one that I'm. That was a late night ad last night. I'm probably gonna hate myself for that one. Let's go to the biggest game of the weekend.
All right,
Ohio State, Penn State. The market's coming back up on the total. I think this is a slow scoring first half. I bet
the
under,
old big game feel out game.
Yeah, I bet under 20. I actually got a bad number. So 23s are out there, and 23.5 actually at DraftKings. 23, relatively key number in first halves because of a 13-10 score, lots of field goals. So I would take under 23 right now. I think this is, I trust Jim Knowles, the D coordinator for Ohio State. I trust Penn State's defensive front. And I don't trust Ohio State's offensive line. And I don't trust Penn State's quarterback, whoever the hell it's going to be, whether it's going to be Bo or Drew Aller. My assumption would be it's Drew Aller. I do think there's a possibility maybe for some big plays late in this game. But, yeah, I kind of feel like it's a slower start. So I played first half under in Ohio State, Penn State.
All right, what else you got?
All right, gross game number one. I'm doing it. I'm going against Indiana.
Me too. I'm chasing the scalp.
Yeah, Indiana.
I'm
has
not gonna miss out.
No, it's the fear of missing out, the FOMO game. Indiana, ladies and gentlemen, has covered 7 consecutive games. They have the best cover margin in college football at 14. Oh, excuse me, I shortchanged him. 15.7 points per game. They are not only covering, they are obliterating the point spread. Now, next week they play Michigan. Not that it's necessarily look ahead, but it's still Michigan coming to your house. You just had Big Noon kickoff, followed by College Game Day, and now you're going on the road to East Lansing to take on Michigan State, who's 4-4. I trust Jonathan Smith. He's your boy, former Oregon State coach. I think this team will be ready to go. I wouldn't be surprised if Jonathan Smith kicked a field goal late.
Yes,
he's done
sir.
That once before. So give me the points. Give me the 8. I will take Michigan State, and then the grossest big game maybe I've bet all year. Do you know who is undefeated against the spread? There's only one team that has not covered or has covered every single game.
Ooh, so we know it's not BYU. It's not Indiana.
BYU 7-1, Indiana 7-1.
No.
Army.
Oh, yeah.
6-0-1 on the closing number. Army, East Carolina, 2 weeks ago, closed 17. Game landed 17. There is one team in America that has yet to cover a game.
That would be the Air Force Falcons.
The Air Force Falcons, and they play each other this weekend, ladies and gentlemen, and that point spread is 22. Last year, on November 4th, in Arlington, Texas, on a neutral, Air Force was an 18.5 point favorite. You are talking about a swing of 41 points to the point spread in less than a calendar year. That is unheard of. And I am going to put a hazmat suit on and take the points with Air Force, who has yet to cover a game this year. This might be the ultimate buy low, sell high. And maybe Air Force, there might not even be a maybe about it, is just horrendous. Probably. How about this for my guy Stucky over at the Action Network? Since 05, as underdogs of more than three touchdowns, service academies are 19-5-1 against the spread. That is a cover margin of 79%. Give me the Air Force Falcons on the banks of the Hudson River tomorrow, plus 22.
All right, obviously I'm on the under that game. I'm not even scared that the Navy-Air Force game went over. That number was in the 30s. It would have been under 41, so I'm fine with it. Air Force is so bad. I wanted to join you with 21.5, but...
It's so bad. Just, it's so gross.
Just give me the under. Ole Miss and Arkansas, I just think this game's going to play out like the Tennessee game, and this is the way Ole Miss games have been playing. Like, they're, Ole Miss has a good defense, and they have a clunky offense. It's 54. Give me the under. I think Manny Diaz is in a bad spot tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, I tend to agree with you here.
I think
Duke's a bunch of frauds,
and
too.
I think Mario Cristobal is very, very aware of all the comparisons to from his record to Manny's record. It's under three touchdowns. I'm going to lay the 20.5.
Yeah, I took a little bit of this, too. I didn't give it out on my shows or anything like that. I also hate this Duke team with a fiery passion,
yeah.
Because they keep finding ways to cover, and I bet their season win total under in the ACC, and they came back from 20 down to beat North Carolina, and they somehow beat Florida State with the Waffle House guy in the stands. They're plus 10 in turnover margin the last 2 weeks, Duke is. I don't think Duke can score. So, yeah, I laid it with Miami. I hate laying big numbers, but I laid it. The question about that game, I'm curious your thoughts on it. So I did a radio hit in Richmond before coming on with you.
Yeah.
And I was posed a question. Well, you know, Manny Diaz, he's the forgotten son, whatever. I'm like, they kind of did him dirty to bring in Mario. And I would imagine, this is just my hunch, I don't have any inside information, but I think the boosters that are paying all this cash wouldn't mind Mario sticking it to Manny just to say we were right and getting you from Oregon.
That's, I'm thinking the same thing. That's part of, and also they have to just keep, like, Cam just has to keep putting up numbers. Like, that's, yeah, part of it too.
Yeah, he definitely does. If you want, you might see Brian Kelly last year with Jaden Daniels style here.
I know it's SpongeBob SquarePants. Vanderbilt hasn't lost a game by more than a touchdown all year. give me 7.5.
Oh,
what has Auburn done to prove that they deserve to be a touchdown plus favorite?
The popular underdog is a scary friend to have.
But who has been consistently covering in this spot?
I know. I'm just saying. Everyone knows now. It was cool when we did it initially.
But I think we're still paying the tax.
And now you've got parents dapping. Like, this is the parents dapping. It's Vanderbilt. It's Diego Pavia.
I'm worried that he's hurt, but listen, there's a shot for that.
I took Auburn in a money line parlay. I faded the two popular dogs this week in a money line parlay. I took SMU over Pitt and Auburn over Vandy in a money line parlay this week. So we both can win.
So I have SMU minus 7.
I might add that too. I think they smash them.
I also am holding my nose. There's no reason to take Michigan 14.5, but I'm going to do it.
Hey man, my podcast partner Matt Humans, who loves home dogs, he is on that side. He likes Michigan in that spot. I can't touch it.
It's the biggest underdog that Michigan's been at a home game since the 2013 Ohio State game. I think that's correct. I also think Iowa State kind of lays it on Texas Tech. So I'm laying 13.5 there. I'm doing it. I'm going to trust Ryan Day. I don't think Drew Aller's healthy. And I think
he's definitely not healthy.
Well, and I mean, like, I don't even know how much he's going to play. And then the other kid is just, he's a Wildcat quarterback. Like, I think they can stop that.
By the way, this is the biggest underdog that Michigan has been since 2013. They were 17-point dog to Ohio State. They have been a double-digit underdog at home only 3 times since 1990, and they have failed to cover all 3. No, wait.
No, 42-41 they covered.
No, they did not cover that game. They covered in 2017 as a 12.5-point dog, lost 31-20.
Okay, so they
so 1-2.
They cover that. Also, this is another SpongeBob, but I don't care. Death taxes, Tennessee beats the crap out of Kentucky. I'm laying 17. And I think Kentucky's on Q watch.
Yeah.
I think they are very much on that. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, let's talk about some other big games of the weekend, including turning our attention to the NFL a little bit. We'll do all that when we come back right here on Jeffrey Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, Tim. I think the thing that's interesting about Saturday, obviously you and I will not be doing this because, hey, we only get a limited amount of Saturdays per year. But there's a decent amount of people that can watch Penn State, Ohio State, and then just kind of go home and be done with their day.
Yeah, it's weird. No games, you already mentioned this, no games kick off after 7 o'clock Central, which for those insomniacs out there, it's kind of a bummer. I like the late night games. We've had some good ones this year. Some of the more interesting and kind of wacky games have happened late night. But yeah, It's not a robust slate, but these are sometimes the slates that get the wackiest. And do you see, I don't know, Arkansas beat Ole Miss? Do you see Michigan be competitive against Oregon? Do you see Indiana on the ropes, even though you'd have to have Peacock for that one? So hopefully South Carolina is the wackiness, even though it's not a big upset. But if they're able to knock off a top 10 team I wouldn't hate it.
On the Ole Miss front, there's a picture going out from Halloween of Ole Miss fans are going nuts because Jackson Dart was walking on the square in the Dumb and Dumber costume, and his tight end was dressed as Zach Galifianakis in The Hangover.
All right.
Not focused on the game.
Oh, okay. I was like, I'm like, am I missing something here?
No,
okay.
just a lack of focus. Gotcha. I don't know. That game, I have no idea what Ole Miss's mental state is. I do think the thing that gets kind of left out is Ole Miss's defense is pretty good. And so if your defense is pretty good, you can kind of, as long as you're just not giving them points, you can kind of hang in there. And, you know, I mean, if you tell me which one would I take on the money line, I think I'm taking Arkansas of all the ones you named. But I'm taking South Carolina out of it because it's obviously the closest spread.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of cheating, right? The reason I looked that up is the thing we just went through. A double-digit underdog has won each and every week. So it's a limited slate this week. But who is that double-digit underdog that could pull the outright upset? Could it be Michigan? Do they have enough? I just don't think they have enough offense. Like that one, I can't get there.
The only way that can happen is if, I mean, I think realistically, Oregon's going to have to give them not just one touchdown, probably two. Or like, you know, a defensive score and then set up like another short field. I mean, I guess they look a little better with Warren, but they're still not good. Like, I don't know. That's just the classic, nobody wants to take this, so I'll take this. I actually think the game that I'm looking most forward to this weekend, because I don't know, the Ohio State-Penn State thing, I hope it goes the way that I think it does, which is just we're going to sit here and talk like, why did we believe in James Franklin and Penn State this year? Although, with Ohio State's injuries up front, Penn State might just be able to bully ball, and I completely acknowledge that that's out there. I think Detroit and Green Bay, because it seems to me like Jordan Love is trending towards playing. I mean, I do think this is a big, big game for both sides. Like, if Detroit wins this one, they basically take control of the North, and because at that point they will have beaten both the Vikings and the Packers on the road. But, like, this is a moment for the Packers to kind of get back into it, if you will.
Is this the peak of the market on Detroit? They are laying at one prominent shop, DraftKings, they are laying a field goal on the road at Green Bay. And by the way, it's November 3rd on Sunday. This will be the first time Jared Goff has played outside.
And it's going to be a terrible weather game.
Rain, wind. I like Green Bay, and, you know,
I can already tell you that's going to be in the old Jeffrey's teaser of the day.
So, you know, I'm glad you brought up teasers because I know, you know, some people who are high and mighty in the gambling world. Us gambling folks don't get too snooty. Yes, never tease college football.
Yeah, points are not worth it.
If you ask any odds maker, they will say, yes, we'll happily take your action.
Please, please, please.
Teasing the NFL, they don't like it, especially if you're doing it through the what's called the Wong teaser method, which is taking an underdog of 1 or 2 points, teasing them up through 3 through 7 to get to 7.5 or better, and then teasing down favorites. So I like to do one of those every week.
I've hit 7 of 8, by the way.
Damn, there you go.
We've been fighting from underneath since week 2.
So my teaser this week is Cleveland up to 7.5 at home, paired with Green Bay up to 8.5 at home. Those are even though Green Bay Detroit's not a great teaser leg because it's a high total, and you want, like, ideally you want a low total. Like LA Cleveland, yep, is a total of 42. The juice you pay is the same, but you're getting a more value on the number. But that's the teaser that I had. Also, let me ask you this question because you're a Giants fan. Is there such thing as a letdown spot in the NFL?
I think it's more just week to week than it is.
I tend to agree with that. However, if there's going to be a letdown spot, Washington and or Chicago both definitely fit the billing this week off of that craziness last week. So I haven't bet it yet, but man, I'll tell you what, the Giants are going to be one of the most public, one of the most needed sides a sports books will have the entire weekend. Only a 4-point dog at home.
The one thing is, we typically do play well against Washington. And
should have beat them. Should have beat them in week one.
If they just would have had a kicker, they would have beaten them in week one.
Speaking of teasers, I did have Giants in a teaser in week two.
And Dexter Lawrence is really good. And the Washington offensive line is very banged up. The problem is, man, asking us to score is just so difficult.
Yeah. Your defense is good, though, man. 35 sacks on the year, number one in the league.
The front's good. The secondary's terrible.
How about the fact that the New York Football Giants, this will be the 24th straight game you guys are an underdog?
Oh, yeah. No, well, I mean, it's well earned.
Only the Carolina Panthers have a longer stretch as an underdog.
I mean, that's where the franchise is. Like, it is amazing. Like, the fact that they have four Super Bowls really clouds everyone. It's a pretty losing organization. Really, really is.
I'd rather have your organization than Washington's.
Right now, though?
We haven't won anything yet.
But I'm saying for, like, going forward.
And you've had two parades in your life.
Yeah, no, they were two of the greatest days of my life. They were
right.
Awesome.
And that's what awesome. I'm saying. It's like me as a Nats fan, I'm like, I don't care, man. We won in 19. I mean, we had a stretch of basically a decade of winning the East, and it was a great, great decade. But we stink now. But, like, you've had two parades, you've had two epic victories. I mean, shoot, you guys beat the unbeatable Patriots.
Greatest day of my life as a sports fan, no question. All right, Tim, for today's Tell Your Story, we got to go to our good old friend Dylan Brooks. Dylan, last night after the Rockets knocked off the Dallas Mavericks, in Game 5 of the season, said that they shocked the world by knocking off the Mavericks in Game 5 in October. Never change, buddy. Never, never change.
How's that Olympic medal going there, Dill? Oh, wait.
Oh, right. It's so nice to just have him somewhere else. You know what I mean? It's just so nice. All right, buddy. I wish you well this weekend.
Godspeed, everyone. Let's get some winners.
Let's get some winners, unless you're on the opposite side of me, and then I hope you get losers. That is, of course, Tim Murray. I want to thank Blake Topmeyer for being on the program. If you missed anything, be up on the podcast shortly after the program ends. For Dennis, for Tim, this is Jeffrey saying thanks for listening. Keep listening. The Gabe Kuhn Show is coming up next.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network.
Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.